Herzlich willkommen bei No Guts, No Glory, eurem Podcast zum Thema Darmgesundheit im Sport.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von No Guts, No Glory, eurem Podcast zum Thema Darmgesundheit im Ausdauersport. Heute geht es aber nicht direkt darum, sondern heute geht es darum mit einem unserer Athleten, der gerade letztes Wochenende den Ironman 70.3 in Polen mit einer unfassbar schnellen Zeit von 3 Stunden 28 für sich entscheiden konnte und auch mit den Omnipower-Produkten auf der Strecke unterwegs war. Heute bei uns und deswegen auch auf Englisch aus Norwegen, Kasper Stornes. Hello, Kasper.
Hello, thank you for having me here.
So, as I've already said in the introduction, you've just won last weekend the Ironman 70.3 in Poland, in Warsaw, with a blistering fast time of 3 hours, 28 minutes and a few seconds. And as I've already said, it was nearly a new world record on this distance. And since this year, you are also an athlete from us with our nutrition. And that's probably my first question I want to ask you. Is there any difference you've noticed since you are fueling with our products?
I feel that when I take the products in training, I feel I get all the carbohydrates and the electrolytes and everything I need in my body that I get into me, and I don't feel like I don't feel empty when I'm training and competing. And yeah, for the gut also, I have a bit sensitive gut, so I'm always a bit picky with my nutrition. So Omni is working good for me. So
So probably for loads of our listeners from this podcast, they've heard your name. Like everybody in triathlon heard your name before. Like, you've actually been the first Norwegian to start this Norwegian hype train, they've called it. Like, you've been the first of your group to win a WTS race back in 2019 or 2020? 2019, it was?
2018.
So 2018 years when, ago. Yeah, when you had this podium sweep, yeah. and you won the race. After that, let's say, there've been quite a great time for Christian, Gustav, and you, and then you kind of struggled the last 2 years a bit with injuries. Let's talk a bit about the past that kind of was probably not the easiest time for you as an athlete. What happened exactly, and how long did it take you to really come back to your main strength now?
Yeah, so the last 2 years has been more of a downhill, maybe, sports-wise, I would say. Into the 2022 season, I had a really, really good winter. Like, I felt so strong, and I almost thought I were going to win everything I were going to show up to. In the start of the season, I got sick. And that was also after COVID, so almost no one had been sick. And when you get sick after not being sick for over a year, and your immune system is not so good for bacteria and everything, I got really knocked down and needed to delay my season start. When I got healthy again, I were so stupid to play fight with one of my teammates before a swim session. So then he got his shoulder into my ribs, and I managed to rupture my ribs, I think. And then I needed to delay my race schedule again. So then I skipped Yokohama, and then I showed up in a World Cup in Asakena. And there I managed to crash, and I broke my arm and were out for 2 months. And then I managed to get back in a really good shape again, but I think I pushed it too hard too soon after I crashed, since my body was still healing and I went up to altitude. And after the European champs in Munich, I started to feel some stiffness in my ankle. And then I started to really hurt after a track session before the World Cup in Bergen. So I just thought it were something that was just stiff down in my ankle. It just needed to stretch, and I've had it before. So I thought it were the same thing. And after the race in Bergen, I could barely walk on my foot. So then I was just like, oh, this is not so good. But then I also had signed up for the race in Dallas. And then I was just thinking, okay, I just take as long time as I need without running until I don't feel anything. And then the 3 weeks just went. And then I went down to Dallas and tried to compete. Ran for 500 meters and then just stopped since it was hurting so much. Went home, took an MRI, and it showed a big stress reaction on the ankle. And then I didn't have almost run for 3 weeks. So, and I could still see a good crack in the bone. So yeah, it wasn't so good. And it took a long time to get back again. So I didn't run from the World Cup in Bergen in the end of August until January. I didn't run. I did some Alter G, but that was only on 30% of body weight. So basically none. So then I started running again, ran for 1.5 months or something. Then I still start to feel something in my ankle. And then I took a new MRI and it's come back again. So then I needed to take some more break and start running again. And then suddenly the 2023 season was underway and I had run for 1 or 2 months before the season started and hadn't done any proper base work. So I kind of needed to like build my my fitness through the season. And it was more in November I started to feel like, okay, now I'm starting to could run fast on more training sessions and have more consistency, but still like I'm not there yet. It's more like maybe a 70.3 shape than could compete in a WTS where you need to run really fast. So and then I kind of lost many points wise for the Olympic qualification for the whole 2023. And when I came into 2024, I needed to be on top on everything. And I have been struggling with some stomach cramps for the short distance races. So I don't know what it is. I've had it before, but it's like 3 years ago I've had stomach cramps this bad. So I don't know what it is, but try to figure it out. But now in the 70.3, I don't feel anything. So it's a bit strange. It's maybe the intensity that kills me, and I'm not so prepared for the hard. So yeah, but it's been a long way, and yeah, it's more now this winter I've got to train good, but still like I'm maybe not 100% back in short distance shape, but the long distance shape is good. So it's been a long way,
I just wanted to say, especially your 70.3 shape seems to be really, really on point at the time. And actually what most of the people don't know, you've already qualified for quite some time for the 70.3 Worlds, also in Taupo in New Zealand, because you did the Ironman 70.3 Indian Wells in December.
Yes.
like, what also loads of people don't know, you've beated Sam Long there.
And you had
quite a solid race there, and also like now with the win in Poland, especially just showed what you are capable of at the moment at a 70.3 distance, and especially like looking now to the 70.3 worlds in New Zealand, we think that there is good potential, especially like as we were talking about Poland before. You said the swim was okay-ish, you didn't feel that it was fast. So like for you, let's say short distance guys, it's never that blistering pace on the 70.3s, and then you've just cycled really good, and especially your run was super super solid, and we're really looking forward to see you in Tarpe, and also to see the rest of the season from you. But let's talk a bit about Poland for the listeners. How did you feel during the whole race?
I felt like as on the swim it was easy. I was just sticking in the second position and stay there for 1700 meters or so, and then I went past and were the first out of the water for my first time in the career, so that was cool. And on the bike, I didn't feel it was my race to push the bike, so I just sticked in the second position, were at the front sometimes but not so much, but like we're just gonna make sure to have fresh legs, and I weren't planning to run fast, so I were just there to win the race and kind of state a statement that I want to be with the best in the world in PTO and try to show me there. And then when I went off to the run, I felt surprisingly good. And when Gustav told me, he ran past me and said, you could actually have a really good time today. Then I was just thinking, is it that good? And then I just like looked at my watch and ran 3:10, 3:15 pace on the watch, and I felt really relaxed. So I felt kind of like we're jogging. So I just told myself, okay, just be there. It's no point of pushing actually. And when I had 17, 18K, I just wanted to play a bit. So then I pushed a little bit more and went out to 3:05 per K. It felt really good. So yeah, I think I had maybe 1.5 minute more, maybe 2 minutes in the bank. So for the run, and also when you're running alone, it's like it's nothing kind of to run for more than controlling the victory. And when I saw I got a bigger gap from the others, it was like, okay, yeah, on the last lap when I had 6 minutes, it was okay. it's a kind of close deal now that I will win. So and then I wanted to just play a bit with the pace and did it. So I felt really strong through the whole day, and I think now after the race, when I saw the time, it's a bittersweet to know that it was kind of 2 minutes too long when the run course was too long. So then it could be I could be knocking on the door for the best time or the world record time. But it's like it is what it is, and it's a fast time, and now I feel I've shown that I'm kind of one of the best in the world on this distance. And not to be cocky, but I've only been on the TT bike for 5 days, so and almost not been training for this. Maybe two to three weeks I've been doing like longer sessions, but not like specific So my system is not maybe trained in for it. It's more a mix between Olympic distance and 70.3. So it's kind of easy to mix, but like, I think I will be way more sharper in Taupo later this year. So yeah.
As you were talking about the run, probably it was more relaxed for you in the race than for us sitting in front of our phones and checking the tracker. Because I think it was kilometer yeah. seven or five. At one of the timing mats, your timing chip didn't work. And I was like, I think loads of others were also like sitting on their phones and were like, what happened? Where is he?
Have you got a stomach cramp again?
I was just like, crossing my fingers. Hopefully he didn't drop out. And I was like, okay, at the next timing, your chip was working again. So we were all kind of crossing our fingers and sitting at the time, and it was really cool to watch it. And as we've talked a lot about nutrition here in this podcast, how many grams of carbs did you try to intake during the race? Per hour?
Per hour, 120, maybe a bit more. So, on the bike, I drank 3 bottles with 120 gram in each. And then I also had one caffeine gel. And on the run, I took with me 4 gels in the pocket. And I also had the running bottle with 60 grams in it. So I drank the 60 gram, and I also took some nutrition on the drink on the course. So I didn't use the gels since I didn't feel the need for it, since I weren't pushing so much. And I also got some carbs from the aid stations. So I weren't feeling that I were empty at any point. It were feeling like a normal training session where you are just fueling good. And so, and after the race, I weren't smashed in my body. I didn't feel empty, and I felt actually quite fresh. So I also think that has a big role with of course that I need to push so much, but also that I got many grams of carbs per hour and could fuel good. It's 120 gram, it's a lot, but it's still, I have been using more earlier, like 130, 140 per hour. So, but then it starts to be extreme, but you can also train your gut for it. So, but now I've just been using 120 grams per hour for training, and it's working well. So
as you were talking about taking the running bottle with you, we've already got a few questions, like how long, because we got a video, and then there was another video from you running with the bottle, and then people came to ask how long did he run with this bottle, how can you run that fast with carrying this bottle. And I said, I'm gonna ask him in the podcast for how many Ks he was running with the bottle.
I ran with it maybe when I started to push at 18K. So I just sipped a little bit through the whole run. So I try to not like just drink big amount of sports drink at once, since then you can feel like the water is sculpting in your stomach, and it's then you can potentially destroy a bit of the nutrition plan. So then I sip a little bit every time, and up till 17-18K, and then I just threw the bottle in the aid station, and then I started to push a little bit. Since then you are more free in the arms, I can play a bit, but I don't feel it's negative to run with a bottle. I feel it's also relaxed. So it was a bit strange to throw the bottle also in the aid station. So, but I were thinking for all the laps, okay, now now when I run this lap, it's just two laps till I can throw my bottle. So I were thinking all the time to throw the bottle on the third lap, or no, yeah, into the fourth lap or on the last lap, yeah. So okay. I would just like planning to have it with me all the time. Since then I know, okay, then I have this nutrition and I also have some gels in my pocket. So yeah, but I didn't use the gels, but that was more for safety kind of, since yeah, as I said, I hadn't prepared this specific for this race, just done some sessions. So it could go either way, but like I'm also in really good shape also. So yeah, I think it's more that I'm in good shape that it went as it went. And then when you are tuning more in, it's then it's gonna go really fast.
Yeah. So as we're talking about planning, one last question: how does your season gonna look now till the Worlds in Taupo? Will you still race a few short distance races this year, or will you stick to 70.3 now this season, as like the Olympic qualification is over now, and probably let's say after the Olympics, there's not gonna happen that much on the short distance. So what are your plans for the rest of the season?
Now I'm going to Font-Romeu on Friday. So it's just a short period at home. Pick up some clothes, then go on altitude camp. And then we go to Hamburg, WTS. That's a sprint. So I'm going to need to train a little bit faster. But I'm also going to take with me my TT bike. To train a bit on that sometimes a week, and I hope my time in Poland showed that I'm good enough to compete in a PTO. So I'm hoping for, and if someone in PTO is listening, please give me a wild card for London. That would be nice. I want to compete with the big guys in PTO, and I think I have a good shot for winning those races. So I want to try, if possible, race London. And then I'm going to have a training block again in August. And then in the end of August 25th, I think, I will go to Graz and race there. And then I don't have so much plans other than... doing the grand final and maybe some World Cups in the WTS and ITU circuit, and then do the World Champs in Taupo. So it's a mix between short and long distance.
As probably some already seen and asked, and we were actually chatting about it, there is a new bike sponsor on your racing suit already.
Yes.
So pretty exciting for everybody who is into bikes. It's probably the most exciting bike brand to get onto your suit. When will we see you the first time on your new Pinarello bikes?
We'll see. I think they are on the way soon. So it's not a secret anymore, but like, I think it was nice to have a win with them on the suit. So, maybe in London, if I get in there, then I will race there. So, get a win with them there would be awesome. And also I've started with the Fusion. On the tri-suit, so they have a really good knowledge of aerodynamic and the suits in general, so I think I can tweak some what's there as well. So I feel the team around me now with everything, nutrition, shoes, bike, clothing, it's a really good package, and I feel I'm really well prepared for whatever to come this season.
As as soon as we get your new helmets also out of the warehouse where they are still in Poland.
Okay.
We will also happily give you your new custom painted helmet. So we really hope for us and for you for sure that you will get into London and also then with the right helmet and also then with the right caps from us. But anyway, the most important thing for you is to have the right nutrition and to fuel yourself as good as possible and to have as good results as you had now in Poland. Kasper, I say thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. All the best for what's coming now. And yeah, we will the latest see us in August here in Graz. We'll see. We're probably gonna plan a bit around it that we can also do something for our listeners here. From our side, I can only say congrats again on a really great race. And as you said, you showed that you are one of the best in the world at the moment on this distance. And yeah, we are really looking forward to see what's coming next in this season. And fingers crossed that everything will go well. And yeah, I say thanks from our side and all the best for the altitude camp. And as it's always on our podcast, the last words on a podcast are always at our guests.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So thanks, Kasper. And yeah, thanks for listening. And yeah, we will hear us the next time. Thank you.
Thank you.